Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Job. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up your loins like a man. I will question you, and you shall declare to me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together, and all the heavenly beings shouted for joy? Or who shut the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment, and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed bounds for it, and set bars and doors, and said, thus far shall you come and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stopped. Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the dawn to know its place, so that it might take hold of the skirts of the earth, and the wicked be shaken out of it? It is changed like clay under the seal, and it is dyed like a garment. Light is withheld from the wicked, and their uplifted arm is broken. Have you entered into the springs of the sea or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the gates of deep darkness? Have you comprehended the expanse of the earth? Declare if you know all this. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We shall read from Psalm 104 responsively. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with majesty and splendor.
You wrap yourself with light as with a cloak, and spread out the heavens like a tent.
You lay beams of your chambers in the waters above. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind.
You make the winds your messengers and flames of fire your servants.
Set the earth upon its foundations, so that from now until forever it shall never be moved.
You cover it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains.
At your rebuke the waters fled, scattered by your voice of thunder.
They went up into the mountains.
You set the limits that they should not pass. Never shall they return to cover the earth again.
Amen. O Lord, are your works, O Lord. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Yonder is the sea great and wide, with its swarms too many to number, living things both small and great.
There go the ships to and fro, and the
The second reading is from the Revelation of John. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple telling the seven angels, go and pour out on the earth the seven bowls of the wrath of God. So the first angel went and poured his bowl on the earth, and a foul and a painful sore came on those who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped its image. The second angel poured his bowl into the sea, and it became like the blood of a corpse, and every living thing in the sea died. The third angel poured his bowl into the rivers and the springs of water, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the water say, you are just, O Holy One, who are and were, for you have judged these things. Because they shed the blood of saints and prophets, you have given them blood to drink. It is what they deserve. And I heard the altar respond, oh, yes, O Lord God, the Almighty, your judgments are true and just. The fourth angel poured his bowl on the sun, and it was allowed to scorch people with fire. They were scorched by the fierce heat, but they cursed the name of God, who had authority over these plagues, and they did not repent and give him glory. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty thunder peals, crying out, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. To her it has been granted to be clothed with fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you,
Lord. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long and have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. Last year, one of the youth of this congregation who was making affirmation of baptism raised many questions in his faith statement. Every question asked why God would allow human violence against creation. He wrote, "Why doesn't God solve world hunger like that one time when Jesus gave all the people fish and bread? And why doesn't God solve global warming with the snap of his fingers? Or deal with all the plastic floating around in the ocean?" You see, these questions resonate with many young people around us. These questions also point to concerns about abundance and failure in today's reading. In the Gospel according to Luke, Jesus calls the fishers first by demonstrating his authority over creation. Hear it again. When Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Now Simon responded, "Master, we have worked all night, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. God
provides sufficient fish in that moment for the crowds who have been pressing in on Jesus that day, God also provides evidence for all people of abundance for everybody. In the midst of it all, the interaction between Jesus and Peter raises a question about what happens when humanity gets caught up, gets so used to doing things that one way. But Peter ultimately responds to Jesus' invitation, and the outcome is abundance. In these days, humanity has affected so much in our climate, and especially today as we focus on oceans, with ocean temperatures messing with the thermoregulation of the seas. There's concern about what will happen to the prevailing currents. This in turn affects the health of all the creatures in the sea, and by extension, the health of the whole planet. Perhaps like Peter, humanity has an opportunity to listen anew to the call of Christ to put out into deep waters and try again. Of course, what is out in deep waters are 5 plastic islands, which our confirmand lamented. His hope was that God would snap God's fingers and clean up the mess. One of the gifts of stepping outside the lectionary is that the developers of this season of creation material have left clear descriptions of why they chose these texts. They write, "We chose Revelation 16, 1-9 as a way to remind the congregation that all is not well in the waters of the earth." The lectionary authors go on to note that people often see in the Revelation reading those bowls of God wrath they attribute to God and God's ways. Walter Wink writes, "Humanity has done it to itself. When people suppressed the truth about God and worshiped created things, God gave them up to darkened minds and folly." The lectionary authors continue in noting that environmental sins are often experienced individually, often with physical ailments. It can be hard for us to understand how much damage is happening to the ocean when we live so far away from it. With that amazing catch of fish, Jesus demonstrates today God's deep desire for abundance in creation. Faithful people everywhere do well to heed the call to care for the oceans and lakes and rivers and waterways for the sake of the world, for the sake of neighbor and stranger alike, indeed, for the sake of personal health. Now, out in the narthex, in the gathering space, the Creation Keepers team has brought together a display. The material notes several ways that participants can reduce reliance on single-use plastic. All who enter this space are welcome to stop by and take a look, but you can also take a pledge to take action, reducing dependence on single-use plastic. The display is also available during our office hours, so those who are not in the room today can come in during this time and review the materials. Taking action in this way represents one tangible spiritual practice. Not just tangible, but practical. In fact, perhaps this action exudes practicality so much that some would deny that it's even a spiritual practice. Not all spiritual practices need to be esoteric. Perhaps the collective action of the faithful, in that action, God snaps those fingers.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.